Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlone. Here he is, our producer and engineer, Stephen Sheldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am doing very well.
Big Memorial Day weekend.
This is it. Summer's starting.
And it'll be over in a couple of weeks.
I think of Pat Carney every
year
now.
Yeah, July 4th. It's over.
But it's over.
You know, Memorial Day, though, really does start it all, right? I mean, there's
yes.
something great about that. No matter where we live, you know, it always kind of changes now, right? We got to get a little break, maybe, or slow it down a tiny bit.
A little bit.
Right? I mean,
you know,
there's something
good about
that.
Other people pick up. Kids are getting graduated.
Absolutely.
They're starting their job hunts now.
Absolutely.
You know?
And it's a funny thing. Like, it's just a different time of year, though. This kind of marks a moment, you know, which is kind of a cool thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I like these moments that kind of change things, you know, because it's like a reminder, like another fresh start.
It's like a milestone.
Yeah, I like that very, very much. And I also like, you know, Memorial Day marks a lot for us. Like if you live in the northeastern part of the country, well, then you can start planting things and like it's sort of things start growing and the lawns turn green. So
you're
sort
in
of
the
have
clear,
a little, you have a little hope again, you know, a little hope. Because we had a lot of rain. We had a lot of snow.
A lot of rain a couple of weeks ago.
Let me moan for a minute and then I'll feel better. But really, it was just ridiculous stuff. So we're back in business now. But really at the root of Memorial Day is remembering, right? Because we remember those who gone before us who set us free, you know, and helped us to fight for freedom and fought for our country. And I think there's something really beautiful about that. Like we kind of recognize that and we remember those people today. You know, sometimes it doesn't happen that, you know, it becomes just a holiday of hamburgers, you know, but it really is a day where we remember those who went before us, our veterans, and we thank God for the gift of those people in our lives. Kind of good to focus on that sometimes. I think God calls us to remember well. And when we remember well, I think we kind of bring those people to mind and they still exist because they're in our memory. To start us off, this is Billy Joel. We Didn't Start the Fire.
Patrick Henry, 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 Pat
Well, that is the truth of the matter. You know, that's part of remembering that we are not the only ones in this world, right? That there are people who have gone before us, so people who will come after us. And there's something about that link that we have with the past that's a good thing, too, right? You know, we kind of remember that. And you say, yeah, I remember when I was a little guy. You know, I remember this. I remember that. Sometimes, I don't know if you ever do this, you're flipping around the TV and you watch like an old television show and you look, and I can remember looking at one rather recently and saying, wow, like I remember this like it was yesterday, and all of the people on this show are gone. You know, it's incredible. Like they've all gone home to God. You know, but you make a contribution in this world, and that contribution does live on, not just if you're a television person, but it lives on no matter who we are. You know, there's something really important about that. So that's another part of it, to recognize that we participate in something bigger than us. And there's something really important to kind of reflect on that in our lives. God calls us to do the best we can right now while we're here on this planet, but other people helped us to get where we are. We're called to be those grateful people, you know, to say, hey, yeah, I'm not an island. You know, other people kind of got me here, and I'll help other people. I find that even as a priest now, you know, I'm a priest 29 years, going to be 30 years in a couple of weeks, in 1 week. And you know what's interesting? Like in that 30 years, like now I'm looking back and I'm trying to help some young guys to kind of get their kind of act together and see what it's all about in the priesthood. And it's such a great gift to be able to do that. Like as people did for me, I do for others. There's kind of a nice thing, connection with that. So that's what we're called to do for each other in our neighborhoods, on our streets, in our workplaces, in our churches. Yeah, it's all about helping the other guy and recognizing that link that we have with them. And here's Jeff Lynne's ELO. It's called When I Was a Boy.
When I was a boy, I had a dream all about the things I'd like to be. Soon as I was in my bed, music played inside my head. When I was a boy, I had a dream. When I was a boy, I learned to play. Far into the night and drift away. Don't wanna work on the milk or the bread, just wanna play my guitar instead. When I was a boy, I had a dream. And radio waves kept me company in those beautiful days when there was no money. When I was a boy, I had a dream. When I was a boy, I had a dream. Finding out what life could really mean. Don't want a job 'cause it drives me crazy. Just wanna sing, do you love me, baby? When I was a boy, I had a dream. Them radio waves kept me company in those beautiful days when there was no money. When I was a boy,
I wonder if it's true that when you get older, you can actually think back further. You know, I find that when I was a younger guy, I couldn't think back as far as I can now. For some reason, I have, like, not perfect recall on stuff, but I have, like, little glimpses of things from way, way back that are incredible. I remember my junior high, West Babylon Junior High. And for me, you know, that was, like, some days that it was, like, you know, there were good days and bad days because my sister died while I was there. But this is way back in the 70s, early 70s. And I remember going back there, and what I thought was giant was not so giant in the end. You know, I thought, like, the auditorium was like Radio City Music Hall, you know, or a big stadium. When I went back there, I was like, oh, yeah, this little crummy thing. And, like, it was so weird to see that. I mean, it was nicely capped and everything, but it was just like, wow, I can't believe how small it is, you know. I think in our lives, you know, we kind of get perspective as time goes on, right? And wisdom enters into our lives. Those are good things, you know. I think it's important to have that little sense of wisdom. How do you get it? I guess it just takes time, right? We have to pray about it and ask God's help to help us to get a little wiser as time goes on. That's an amazing gift, wisdom, and I think you can tell you got it when you get perspective and stuff, you know? The things that used to bother you don't bother you so much anymore. Those kinds of things are really, really good when they happen in life. We kind of feel a little bit more secure with who God made us, and we're not trying to be something else. We're not running for office anymore, and there's something kind of cool about that when that happens in our lives. It's a great experience. Here's Steely Dan. This is called Reeling in the Years.
That you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away? Have you had enough of mine?
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Had enough of mine.
Steely Dan, reeling in the years. You know, it's amazing in our lives how time does pass, right? That's part of the reality, that it goes kind of quick sometimes. And you look back and you say, wow, this year is going to be 30 years we're doing this radio show. It's unbelievable. We've been doing this for 30 years. And I remember when we first started, you know, I remember being in one of the studios we're in right now, as a matter of fact, you know, one of the incarnations of this studio, and being a nervous wreck and having all these notes and having everything typed out and making it perfect, trying to have a radio voice. I used to talk like that. Hi, everybody. How you doing? And, you know, forget all about that. It just didn't make any sense anymore, you know? I think eventually what happens is you just sort of get into the groove of saying, yeah, you know what? I guess people are just going to have to take me where I'm at, you know, and that's going to be okay. I'm sure the same thing is true in relationships, right? If you got married and you're married for 20 years, you're married for 15 years, how did that time ever happen? You know, how did it ever pass? Well, it just happens, right? It just happens with life. And as we grow, the love changes and develops, and who we are changes and develops, but that all becomes good. I think it just kind of becomes broken in like a pair of jeans, you know? And I think that's how God works with us in our lives. I think God works with us and says, yeah, you know, it's stiff right now, but it's not always going to be stiff. It's going to be really, really easy after a while. It's not going to be so difficult. Even in our priesthood, you know, priests change every now and then. We move to different assignments. And even that experience can be really jarring. If you move to a different location because of a job, if you've gone to a new school and you move to a different school, those kinds of things are very, very jarring things. Somehow we adapt. We have this amazing ability as human beings to adapt. God has created us in such a way that we make something new. You know, we kind of figure out a new way. There's something beautiful about reeling in the years and knowing that God's been with us all the way is a very consoling and kind of a good thing, especially as we spend a weekend remembering and celebrating Memorial Day. You know, it's a good thing to think about that kind of stuff. Here's Def Leppard. This is called Photograph. Photographs are a big help in our lives because they help us to remember great events, right? Wedding pictures and first communion pictures, confirmation pictures. All of those things add up in such an important way in our lives, and they kind of tell a story. Just recently for me, you know, I met the Holy Father. I got to meet Pope Francis and spend like 15 minutes with him with a camera. It was unbelievable. Matter of fact, if you go to our Twitter account, it's called @TelecareTV, @TelecareTV, you can see the video. It's amazing and so beautiful. And I have a photograph of that, of course, on my desk, a picture of me and the Pope hanging around. And there's something really beautiful about it. Like, it's a reminder of that beautiful moment, you know? There's something about that that's so amazing. You know, it's so good. I remember back in the day, even in the world of rock and roll, when they used to bring all the artists around to do interviews, and we had them all on our show, you know, that was the big thing, to take a picture with the artist and have this photograph that you could remember, you know, the interview, that you can remember meeting this person, you know? And there's something nice about that. Like, we all have pictures in our homes, don't we? On our desks at work or wherever we are, you know, we have pictures in our wallets. Those things make a difference. Photographs are great reminders to us of who we are and where we come. You know, in my pocket, like when I'm wearing a black suit, in my right coat pocket all the time is the prayer card for my mom, and a nice photograph of her is always in my pocket, always with me. You know, kind of something like to remember by and always to recall. You know, there's something good. Photographs are an important part of our lives, and we need them, I think. We really need them as those reminders. The other thing that's kind of that photograph, if you will, of the statues, you know, that we recognize, like the statues of the Blessed Mother and stuff. People say, well, why do you worship statues? No, they're sort of like 3D photographs. You know, they're reminders of relationship. They're reminders of prayer. They're reminders of people who inspire us. And that's why we have these saints that we have these statues carved about in our churches for that exact reason, to kind of point us in the direction of those people that we never forget their example and live their example and try our best to live like them in our own lives. You know, so we need those reminders around us all the time. It's very important. Hey, here's Pink Floyd. This is called Wish You Were Here.
Leave. the same old ground. What have we found? Same old fears. Wish you were here.
That's another good part of remembering, is the remembering of people who've gone before us, that there's something amazing about that ability. You know, technology has made so many things possible now, you know. We can play the music back of people who've gone before us, right? So we can still listen to music of people who are no longer here on Earth with us, you know. That in itself is amazing, right? Now there's ways that they can generate people's bodies on stages. So we can go see somebody in concert who's been long dead. I mean, that's a weird thing, right? But there's ways in which we can remember even our own family members and friends that kind of bring a smile to our faces, right? It's what we choose to remember in our lives. I know whenever I have a funeral that's particularly sad, sometimes I'll say to people, you know, right now the memories are so painful and so hurtful because, you know, they had suffered so much, or it was a very difficult time. The end was very hard for them. And, you know, but hopefully over time, those last few weeks, months, whatever it is, become less memorable. And what becomes more memorable is the entire person's life, right? That's what really we remember. We remember all those unbelievable fun times, and that's what kind of carries us through. So yeah, the memories kind of change. I think they develop as time goes on. God calls us to always remember, but at the same time to not just harbor the sad thoughts or the horrible memories of really tough times, but also the really good memories, because I think that's another part of our lives as well. This was the quintessential graduation song for as long as I can remember. This is the Beatles, In My Life.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. Think about them. I'm
by Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're celebrating Memorial Day weekend. We're remembering, recognizing that great gift that God gives us, that ability to recall. You know, my friend Lydia Bastianich, the television chef and entrepreneur, she has written a memoir, which I read not long ago, actually, and I presented a copy of it to the Holy Father, actually, when I was over there. And interesting, it's a whole beautiful story about how faith and family and food, those three things, have been part of her life since she was a very, very little girl. And there's something really important about that. I think of our own life, like I would love to be able to look back if I was going to write a memoir or if I'm just going to think about a memoir in my head, I wish I could say those three things, right? I would say, well, yeah, faith was always very important. Family was always very important. Friends, I would put an extra F in there. And food, you know, is always very important. Like those things, I think, what's better than that, you know? I think those are the things we pray to God and say, hey, Lord, help me to make a focus here and understand what's really important in this world and help me to really do the right thing, you know? And I think that's what we want to be kind of creating legacy that people remember, a memoir that's about love and about family and about faith that matters so much. Here's the band, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Richmond had fell, it's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They raise a cane back up when he's in defeat.
You know, life has ebbs and flows to it, right? You know, tides that come in and tides that go out. And in our lives, it's about finding God in the midst of both. When there's a bountiful year, where there's a great year, a year of great joy and things coming together, you know, we thank God for that. Or a time of great joy, we thank God for that. But then also in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of very difficult things, we have to recognize that God is there with those in those moments too. So that's part of remembering, I think. We don't want to forget that God's been with us all along, you know, and that's kind of the great thing. We have different times in the life of faith where we celebrate certain things, right? Like we celebrate Christmas, right? God becoming one of us. We celebrate Easter, the resurrection, you know? But that's not just a one-day event, right? Like Christmas is every day and so is Easter every day, right? So that's kind of what's beautiful about this is we recognize the power of God working in our lives. And in the good times and bad times and health and sickness, yeah, God is always with us. And that in its sense is something, in a sense, is worth remembering and celebrating every moment of our lives. Hey, here's the Smashing Pumpkins. This is called 1979. Ride above the street, you and I. 1979, amazing time, the year I graduated high school. You know, it was interesting. The other night I was over at a priest's rectory, and he had a couple of families over. And the song on the radio was Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. We've played that a thousand times here. And one of the kids who was there, a teenager, said, hey, I like this song. It was in such and such a movie. And I said, such and such a movie? I said, it was a prom theme for every single prom from the, you know, 1975 right up to 1999. It's incredible. They hadn't known that. You know, they hadn't known that. It just was a movie song, you know? But you think about it, like, music has really illustrated our lives in so many ways. It's so important in our life. And you look back at those years and you say, wow, you know, there's been such great music even created since then. But there's something beautiful about the songs from back in those days. They really bring us back to those days. I love when young people appreciate that music, you know, because it's a reminder to me that that music will go beyond us, that there'll be other generations that will continue to listen to the Beatles and listen to this music that we love so much, you know. And I think there's other areas of life where that's important too, with family and friends and family stories and family traditions that they carry on beyond, because that's such an important thing. So we look back and kind of laugh. You look at my graduation picture, you'd be laughing your head off. But the reality is that those days, you know, were different kinds of days. Now we've moved on in a sense from that, but at the same time, we carry some of that stuff with us, and some of the music has lasted, some of the memories have lasted, and that's a great gift. Hey, here's George Harrison. This is called All Those Years Ago.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. And you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty. Someone, the devil's best friend, someone who offended all. We're living in a bad dream. They've forgotten all about mankind. And you were the one they backed up to the wall almost years ago. You were the one who imagined it all almost years ago.
Beatles are more than just a part of music history. They are history in so many ways, right? But so much music is, and that kind of writes our history. There's something powerful about writing our history and recognizing how connected we really are, you know, with music in our lives, whether it is our wedding song, whether it's our prom theme, whether it's the music we listened to on the beach in the summers when we were kids. You know, all of that is such an important component, and I think that's what God gives us to help illustrate our lives. I think music is the most beautiful gift, you know, in on earth in some ways, and it's what God has given us to help us to be carried through life, that we have that gift of music. What an important thing it is that we're able to do that in our lives. Don McLean, American Pie.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have above, if the Bible tells you so? How do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing, day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh! Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing bye-bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
It's a weekend of hamburgers and hot dogs. For me, maybe a chicken burger with no roll. Yeah, it's a weekend to celebrate, right? But it's also a weekend to remember. Remember those who have built the roads and the schools and the churches, who built this country that we love so much. It's a weekend to be grateful to God for the gift of those people and how they've helped form America. And a weekend to pray that we can become part of the legacy, part of the great giving and sharing and hope that makes this country what it is. So let's celebrate this weekend as we remember those who have gone before us. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man I remember, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.